Mr. Casey, Mr. Cassidy, Mr. Coates.
After 2 weeks of debate on a slew of amendments, the Senate passed a bill to approve the Keystone XL pipeline project with a final vote of 62-36. Only a simple majority was needed. The House passed its version of the pipeline bill on January 9th.
Senate Bill 1, as amended, is passed.
Following the vote, the bill's author, North Dakota Republican Senator John Hoeven, said the Senate was already conferring with the House in order to get the measure to President Obama's desk as soon as possible.
You know, this is an important step in building the kind of energy plan that this country needs. We can't get to energy independence or energy security without building the infrastructure we need to move that energy from where it's produced to where it's consumed.
According to Federal Election Commission data compiled by OpenSecrets.org, energy firms such as Murray, NextEra, and Xcel were the top donors to his last election campaign. Obama has already said he would veto Keystone XL legislation because he is awaiting a review of the pipeline by various government agencies. Those studies are still pending, although the deadline is approaching. It is uncertain as to whether the project has enough support in both chambers to override a presidential veto. Thursday's Senate vote fell 5 votes short of a two-thirds majority. The pipeline, which would span almost 1,200 miles carrying tar sands oil from Alberta, Canada, to U.S. Gulf Coast refineries, has been polarizing and controversial. Proponents argue the pipeline would help make the U.S. more energy independent and boost the economy by creating jobs. However, environmental advocates say it would increase greenhouse gases by busting open the market to refine some of the dirtiest oil on the planet. Ashley Westerman, FSRN, Washington, D.C.